For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years, and it was a disaster for Mountain Home. That kickoff got over the return man's head and rolling inside the five. Logan Walker was finally able to fall on it inside the one-yard line as the defense gets there. So Mountain Home will start their first possession of the night inside their own one-yard line.
Yeah, Harold may want his money back tonight. I mean, that's just the nose of the ball sticking in the end zone. The offense is going to have their work cut out for him.
Out of the double wing formation. They gave the ball to Searcy. That's what it was. Sorry, I didn't realize that. So, Sonny, thanks. I didn't realize Searcy had recovered it. So Searcy, on the first play from scrimmage, will score a touchdown just like that. So Searcy had covered the ball inside the one-yard line, and it's Johnson Guthrie that gets in for the touchdown to start the ball game. So we're 11 seconds into the contest, and Searcy is on the scoreboard.
Clay again to attempt the extra point.
So they're trying to get another man on the field. Yeah, it just happened so quick, Brad, there. And
So the kickoff covered by the Lions inside the one-yard line. Here's Clegg, the extra point, and he's going to squeeze it through that left upright. So 11 seconds into the contest, and Searcy leads it 7-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, here comes another kickoff for Searcy. This one's a shorter kick. It's going to bounce at the 16-yard line. Taken there up the left sideline. That was Walker on the return. He'll take it across the 30 out to about the 33, 34-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start their first possession. They're going to mark him out at the 30. It looks like where he stepped out of bounds. That was an odd sequence on the initial kickoff, Tobias. You and I, the white hat never indicated whose ball it was.
Yeah,
I just thought it was Mountain Home ball.
Never signaled. A little bit of confusion there. But, you know, like we said, the temperature tonight is in the 40s. It's going to be hard to handle. And I think it just probably caught him off. Looked like it might have hit his foot. And just caused a lot of confusion there. But, yeah, we've got the ball now and see if we can start moving it down the field.
Motion goes to the top side of the field. The fullback, Pope, is going to get the handoff straight ahead for Mountain Home, and he's going to take it for about a three-yard gain out to the 33. Blake getting started fullback tonight for Mountain Home.
You know, Brad, if you're Mountain Home tonight, you really want to start to control the clock, and I think we're going to see a lot of inside runs tonight. I think you're going to see Mountain Home really try to control the clock when they have the ball on offense. You know, it's not fun to watch, but, you know, they always say three yards in a cloud of dust, and I think that's really, if you're Mountain Home, that's your winning strategy tonight.
You betcha. Keep that ball away from that high-powered offense. Again, it's Pope straight ahead, and he's going to go across the 35 to about the 36-yard line.
Pope on the carry over left guard. He takes
again, a nice little pickup there. Looks like we're getting some movement up front right away. Which is great. You know, we've seen that from time to time. We've not been real consistent with that this year, but it's nice to see a little movement right off the bat.
Third down at about four here for the Bombers at their own 36-yard line. Normally, Searcy plays a 3-4 defense. We've got six up front tonight. Try to stop this run. It's Pope once again going to the left side. The pile's going to be moved for a first down across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. And a first down, Mountain Home. Pope's going to pick up five on third down, and the Bombers have a first down.
I tell you what there, Brad. Pope driving his legs. I mean, that's what you're seeing is that not quit attitude. And he's just driving his legs, getting those yards. And, you know, nice to see Mountain Home moving the football.
Pope comes out. Bashirs will check in at the fullback position now for Mountain Home. Sorrell comes out as Tabor comes in at a tight end position. Here's the counterplay coming to the near side and out to about the 45-yard line. They had Stockton that kept it that time, wasn't it? Stockton kept it. He's going to pick up about four on the play.
The quarterback, number 16, Robinson, there on the play. Just kind of coming from the outside, making a good play there. But nice, again, nice yardage. Moving the football.
Sorrell bringing the play in from the sideline. 9:35 left in the opening quarter. 7-0 Searcy. Took the Lions 11 seconds to get on the scoreboard. Ball is kept, handed off this time, I should say, to Bashirs. Tatum is going to make his way out to the 48-yard line with a pickup of three.
Nice little pickup by Bashirs there. Again, we're still seeing the movement up front. They're still moving the football well. I always like third down, Brad, because that's really when you start to get to test your offense. You know, see what we can do here. And it's like I said, it's senior night, so your attitude's completely different on senior night. It's your last chance to play home for your seniors, and that's a big deal in front of mom and dad and all your family.
Third down, about 3.5 here for Mountain Home. The ball is given to Bashirs. Boy, he has hit immediately and knocked backwards a bunch of white jerseys there. And I was looking to see the first one through that time for the linebacker, Benson, one of those inside linebackers, had his arms wrapped around his legs. Goes to about, no gain, actually, about a half yard. We'll call it no gain. Fourth and three coming up.
D'Amico Whittier there, we talked about him earlier, you know, him and all player. I mean, he kind of stacking them high, and you got your linebackers coming in and stacking. It's just nowhere for him to go there.
So fourth and about three here for Mountain Home. They've got to move it inside the 50 to the 49. And the quarterback's going to keep it. Stockton is going to be close.
He might have got it, Brad.
I believe he does. The spot on the near side, he's going to have a first down, and he does.
Now, that's having some confidence in your offense right there. I mean, moving that big fourth down play, I mean, that's a gut check time right there. I mean, especially when you're behind your 50 and just going and getting it there. Good play by the offense.
Second first down of the drive, and this is the type of drive you need after giving up those early points to Searcy.
Yeah, just a heartbreaker right there off the start. I mean, you want to go and get points, you got to get that back and then go to work.
Double wing, and Stockton's going to keep it again following his fullback. Makes his way to about the 47, 46-yard line before he's driven backwards. A pickup of about three on first down.
Again, moving the football. Thank goodness they gave him the forward progress there, because once he got there and they hit him hard. But nice movement there.
7:27 left opening period. 7-0 Searcy. Opening kickoff. Bombers had a hard time fielding the football. It was kicked around inside the five, and the Lions were able to cover it inside the one. It took them just one play to score, and they have a 7-0 lead. Second and seven here for Mountain Home. Motion to the top side of the field. The counterplay comes to Hershberger to the near side. Gage is going to fight his way inside the 45 down to the 43, and another three-yard gain. And the Bombers are consistently getting 3 yards on every play. And that adds up to more than 10 on four plays, doesn't it?
It does. And what you like to see, Brad, is the clock. I mean, look how much time they're burning. I mean, they're in complete control of the clock right now. You know, that unfortunate event right in the beginning, but, I mean, now you start to really take control, and if they can really eat up the clock and go score here, I mean, you're back to zero, essentially, and then we'll see what happens.
Third down and about four here for the Bomber offense. And The pitch is going to be tipped in the air and taken away by the Lions. It's a forced fumble, and I believe Searcy has it. Let's see. Stockton's in the pile there as well. And the official has not given us an indication. which he never did on that kickoff either. It's Searcy football. It is a turnover. Stockton went to pitch the football. It was tipped in the air by the defender. The defender comes down with it, and Searcy has the football back.
Incredible play by the defense there, Searcy. I mean, just getting a hand on a pitch is not something you see a lot of times, and the fact that he was able to recover it in the air, just a tough play there for the offense, especially when they're doing such a good job controlling the clock. So, and now you got Searcy's high-powered offense back in, and that's not what you want right now.
Searcy will start at the Mount Home 44-yard line. Dixon, the pass, quick out left side, Crockett. Crockett has a blocker. He's going to pick up about nine on the first down near the 35-yard line. Crockett making the catch that time.
Brad, they're going to have their hands full tonight with Crockett. I mean, he's a 6'4", 190-pound junior. He's a big target over there. He's easy to catch the ball. We're going to have our hands full on that side tonight.
That was an 8-yard gain. Dixon to pass again, working out of the gun. Eludes the initial pass rush. Rolls to his right. Finds the open receiver. It's complete at the 24-yard line. It's a first down for the Lions.
You can't fault Tabor there. He just about got a hand on the quarterback and just about sacked him, but just a nice little juke there by their quarterback, and just couldn't quite get to him.
Love makes the catch for a 12-yard pickup. Dixon looking to pass again. Right side, looks to Love again. Has a complete at the 10, fights his way to the 8-yard line. Another first down for the Lions. Boy, they move quick and they strike quick.
They do, Brad. I mean, they're taking minimal time between plays. Bryce Dixon's complete control of this offense. It seems like he's getting his plays as fast as he can. I mean, they are moving.
Already ready to go as soon as the ball set down for play. Handoff goes straight ahead. This is Guthrie. And Guthrie is going to fight his way down to the 4-yard line with a 4-yard gain. It's going to be second and goal from the 4.
Guthrie on the carry. He takes
great,
the ball
great play there by Xavier Ivory coming in, making a big tackle.
He's second and goal.
So at the 4 now for the Lions. Dixon out of the gun. And he will hand it to Guthrie. Nice play by the defense, and leading the way there is Dawson Tabor. He's going to throw Guthrie for a 1-yard loss back at the 5.
I think Tabor was getting some from that last play, or when he missed that sack, he threw him on the ground with some authority there.
So third and goal from the 5 now for the Lions. They've got trips to the left side and a bunch formation. Rolling to the left side is Dixon, looking to the end zone. Has a man open. Nice catch in the end zone. Tapping the toe is Leonard for the touchdown, and Searcy now with a 2-touchdown lead.
We talked in the pregame, Brad. They've got a lot of offensive weapons, and now Leonard just catching there in the corner of the end zone. Tough play. Tough play there to defend.
It's a 5-yard touchdown pass.
Clegg to attempt the extra point.
And now Clegg in to attempt the extra point. This one is right down the middle. 4:43 left in the opening quarter. It's 14-0. Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Walker with the return on the kickoff to the 26-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start with their second possession of the night, the first one ending in a fumble that Searcy converts into points. 4:37 left in this opening quarter, 14-0 Searcy. Bombers first down. Handoff is to Bashirs, the fullback, and he's going to pick up a couple of yards on the play. It looks like about 3 out to the 29.
Bashir's on the carry. He takes the ball out to about.
It's kind of nice to have a chance
line
to breathe between plays here. I mean, Mountain Home's offense and Searcy's offense are drastically different. I mean, we barely get a word in between Searcy's and Mountain Home. We definitely have some time as they try to control the clock tonight.
Mountain Home runs that play clock down. The running game, it's slow and methodical. Turned out to be a four-yard gain to the 30 that time for Bashir's. Pope is back in at fullback now, and Stockton is going to try to follow him. He's going to get about two out to the 32-yard line.
And like I said earlier, we're going to see a lot of runs between the tackle tonight as they continue to try to control the clock. What's nice to see is we're still getting a little bit of movement, still a couple yards.
Third and about four coming up now for this Bomber offense. Searcy playing a six-man front against this Mountain Home offense. We see a lot of different looks defensively each week. Here's the handoff, and streaking into the secondary is Pope. He's pulled down from behind, but a big first down run into Searcy territory, down to the 43-yard line of Searcy for Blake Pope.
Great job by the offensive line there. Made a little glimmer of sunshine there. Pope just ran right up the middle, and just what a great run there, a little momentum. You know, Brad, we still got a decent crowd, even though it's in the 40s tonight, and everybody's pretty fired up still.
25-yard pickup for the senior Pope. And the Bombers with their third first down of the night. 3:03 left in this opening quarter. 14-0. Searcy with the lead. Motion comes to the near side. The counterplay goes to Logan Walker. Logan's going to be inside the 40 to about the 39 to pick up a four on first down. This is very similar, obviously, to that first drive. Nothing changed offensively for Mountain Home Tobias, but like we're saying, like you were saying earlier, you get 3 or 4 yards every play, you're going to be successful and mainly run that clock.
Yep, you got to have that clock going, and that's the only way you beat a high-powered offense like Searcy is you just got to keep them off the field. And so, like I said, it may not be exciting to watch, but it's the right strategy against a team like this.
You bet. Second down. Straight ahead, and boy, just not much there at all. It was Stockton that kept it that time, and he's going to get to the, looks like the 36. He will get 3 yards on the play.
Like we talked about the nose guard before the game, I mean, DeMichael Whitaker, again, him on the play, he's just a force to be reckoned with up front. The Bombers will continue to have problems with him tonight, I mean, just because of the caliber of player he is.
Third down for Mountain Home. Third and about three here from the 36-yard line. Ball's going to be kept by Stockton once again, and he's going to come up about a yard shy. He picked up a couple of yards.
Stockton on the carry takes the ball to about the 34-yard line.
He had a big fourth down play here, Brad. And earlier, Coach Maddox was not afraid to go for that. Even less now, I really look for him to go for it here.
Fourth and a yard at the Searcy 34-yard line. A minute 15 left in this first quarter, 14-0 Searcy. Adam Sorrell bringing the play in from the sideline. He'll be the wideout to the left side. Fourth and a yard here for this Bomber offense. And the ball straight ahead, the fullback, and that's Pope. He's got the first down. He's down to about the 32-yard line. He picks up two on the play.
32-yard line.
And you really got to call this the Pope drive, Brad, because Pope was the one that broke it, and now he's going, getting a big fourth down conversion there. I mean, now I think he's coming off to take a breather.
He'll come out, and Tatum Bashirs will come in at that fullback position. 47 seconds left in this first quarter. This will probably be the last play of the quarter. Two wings on the right side now for Mountain Home. Ball is handed off to Bashir straight ahead, and he's moving the pile inside the 30 down to about the 27, 28-yard line.
Bashir takes the ball over right.
That's one thing I'll say tonight, Brad. It doesn't matter who's been running the ball or who's had the football. We've seen them drive their legs to get them those couple extra yards, and that's going to be crucial tonight. Every yard's going to count, and it's good to see them still driving and moving the football. I mean, what a great first down there.
That's the end of the first quarter. It's 14-0. Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!